Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Chamisha Mevi'in Karban Echad, Alaveiros Harbe. There are five cases where someone will bring one carbon for many Aveiros. V'chamisha Mevi'in Karban Alaveiros. And there are five cases where someone brings a carbon Alaveiros. That's a special carbon that the type of carbon you bring depends on your status as far as wealth. The rich person brings animals, then someone of a lesser stature, lesser wealth brings birds, and the poorest level brings a mincha. Eilu mevi'in karban echad al averus harbe. This is someone who brings one carbon for many averus. Ba al hashivcha bi'as harbe. If someone is over with, has relations with the shivcha, and he has many relations with the woman. So even though he has many different relations, and each one's its own separate avera, but even so, there's a kazav that he only has to bring one carbon for all of those. The key is it has to be one shivcha. If there's different shivchas, those are different gufas, those have separate. But if it's even though there are separate actions that are usur, and many averas are committed, still he only brings one carbon. Also, nazir shnitma tumas harbe, a nazir who has many different tumas, it's considered all one tumah, so therefore he only is chayav once. V'amakane l'ishtay al yedei nashim harbe, if someone warns his wife for many different people, and she secludes herself with all those different people, there's still only one carbon soita that has to be brought for all of those cases. Also, metzor shenes naga negoyim harbe, a metzor who has tsaras over and over, so it's tsaras heals. Obviously, until he brings his carbon, or obligated to bring his carbon, if he keeps on healing, and before he brings his carbon, he has tsaras again, he only brings one carbon. Now, hevi tziparov vinis naga, but let's say he brings his birds that he's supposed to bring his mitzvah, and then he has a tsaras again, then so the point is, it's not the birds that finishes the ceremony, it's the chatas. So the point is, even if he has the tsaras again, they don't count. The only time that it's sort of completed the procedure is if he brings his chatas. And once he brings his chatas, and then he has, again, tsaras, then he has to complete the whole ceremony. But if he has tsaras before he brings his chatas, that's the case of where one carbon suffices for all of them. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Atshiyah V'Sashom, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's based on the carbon Asham. That concludes the ceremony for the Metzora, not with the Chatas. So it will depend on whether he has tsaras again after his Chatas or after his Asham, according to which Tana. Perak Beis, Mishnah Dal. Hisha Sheldah V'Ladis Harbe. Let's say a woman gives birth to many babies. Now, meaning as follows. So let's say she gives birth, and within the 80 that she has to wait after the birth of a female, she has a miscarriage. And again, she keeps on having miscarriages all within 80 days. So she has 80, let's say day 79, she has a miscarriage. Then the next one, next 79 days, she has a miscarriage, so on and so forth. Also, Mapelas Tumim, same thing if she miscarries twins. In that case, she only brings one carbon for all of those cases. Rabbi Yehuda says, you skip, because the second one was in the 80 days of the first one. But the third one wasn't within the 80 days of the first one. It was within the 80 days of the second. But since it was within the 80 days of the first one, you do bring on the third. So mevi al shlishi, ve'en mevi al revi. We don't bring on revi. But the chachamim say, as long as you're within 80 successive 80-day periods, they're all one continuous period, and you only bring one for all of them. So mevi al shlishi, ve'en mevi al revi. That's Rabbi Yehuda, Shita, Eilu mevi and carbon al revi. Now, who are the ones that bring a carbon al revi? Al Shmias Kal, this is someone who was an aide and swore falsely that he was an aide. Valbitus Vasayim, someone who violates an oath. Otumas Migdash Ukdashov, someone who either enters into the Migdash while he is Tame, or eats Kaddish food while he's Tame. Vayaletis, a woman who has to bring a carbon for giving birth. And a Mitzar also, his carbonus are, again, depends on the status of wealth that determines what kind of carbon you bring. Now, so what's the difference between a shivcha being over relations with the shivcha and all the other arayas that someone has relations? Meaning, they're not the same, not in punishment and not in the kind of carbon that they bring. Meaning, and all the arayas, if you do it b'shoigig, you're over b'shoigig, you bring a carbon chatas, but a shivcha brings a carbon asham. All arayas, the carbon is a female animal, because that's what a chatas is. V'shivcha b'zacha bar v'shivcha, the carbon you bring is a male, because that's what an ashram is. Kalarayas echad ish vechad isha shavin b'makis u'b'carbon. For all their other arayas, when a man and a woman are over it, their punishments are the same. So they either get both malchus, or they both had bring a carbon. However, b'shivcha lo yashishva is ish l'ish b'makos. The man is not the same as the woman b'makos, because only the woman will get malchus. V'leis ish l'ish b'carbon, and the woman is not like the man, because the man brings a carbon. They actually have two separate punishments that they have to do. Kolarais asabem esamara kagaymer. The beginning of the relation is the same as the end. That's enough to be over. V'chayva kol biobia, and each act of the relation is also going to be chayev. However, as we said before, by shivcha you only are chayev one for all the actions, and you need a complete the action in order to be over. The chayim mehechmir b'shivcha, where there is a chumra by shivcha, shasabas and mezik ashoygi, because the mezik and ashoygi all have the same halacha, which is obviously not the case of a regular arayas.